The following is a Fourth Hand production.
Bring on the weird.
Elijah, are you ready to bring on the weird?
Oh, for sure.
Better believe it tonight.
Are you ready?
Yeah, oh yeah.
All right. We're coming back at you with some SCPs.
It sounds like a weird like DJ thing. Coming back at you with some SCP. Are you down with OPP?
Yeah, you know me.
Well, you know how it goes. What are you drinking tonight, my good man?
I'm having a good old-fashioned Dogfish Head 60 Minute.
There it is. Did you buy a 30-pack or something?
No, I just, you know. When I run out, I get some more.
One at a time?
What, a single at a time?
Yeah, you go to the convenience store, like you grab your Snickers bar, or tomorrow night you'll grab your Reese's, and the next night you'll grab some Twizzlers, and each time you just grab one of those Dogfish Head.
That's what I do on my way to work. No, I need something stronger for work, buddy.
Oh, yeah. Some days.
What are you having?
Don't tell my wife. I took a little bit of her coconut rum, and I've paired it with my peach Jim Beam.
You're like a mad scientist when it comes to drinks, dude.
Mad scientist? No.
Evil genius?
Could be. I haven't tried this yet. I was waiting to try it while we record.
Oh, please do.
We'll see what kind of ruckus this causes. Wow. Oh, I'm having that again. That's good.
Peach and coconut?
Peach and coconut.
Okay.
I could probably use a little more peach. That's pretty good, though.
We got a thing of coconut rum in our fridge, too. And I think it's been in there for like a year.
Getting better with age?
No. We just haven't really drank it. I like it, too.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
Do you mix it or... You don't drink that straight, do you?
I don't drink it straight. Like, if it's like a good whiskey or something, I'll drink straight, but...
Yeah.
Something like that. No.
No. What do you put it in? Coke? Coke and coconut rum.
I'll put it in coconut. See? I'll put it in Coke. She used to put it in pineapple juice, and I tried that before. That's really good.
Is it? Like the pineapple juice you get in the can after you dump out the pineapple chunks?
Like, you know, you can buy a big can of pineapple juice. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, just the pineapple juice.
Yeah.
Not, you don't have the fruit in there. Unless you like it pulpy.
I don't mind some pulp.
Well, you should get some peach Jim Beam to pair your coconut rum with.
Nah, I'm not going to try it, man.
Why? Dude, it's light. It's tropical.
Look, buddy, I trust you on a lot of things, but your drink choice, I don't know. Sour Monkey and Golden Monkey, dude?
You like that.
No, not mixed.
Oh, mixed. I want it mixed.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Because they're both, like, super powerful on their own. And you put them together, it kind of... dulls them out a little bit. It's a weird, like, it's genetics, right? I think that's how it works.
Sure.
But that's not tonight. Tonight is SCP time.
It is.
Do you want to do yours first? Get crazy? Do the high number first?
Oh, we can.
All right.
I forgot what my number was.
62.
Yeah, that's right.
Boy, there's a whole lot of redactedness happening in this one.
Yeah, there is. But that's okay.
Here we go.
This is called the quote-unquote quantum computer. Well, quote-unquote quantum, and then computer is not in quotes. So they're not sure if it's quantum. Definitely a computer. Maybe quantum? Don't know.
Let's find out.
So the description. SCP-062 appears to be an unbranded personal desktop computer housed in an aluminum case of indeterminate manufacture. SCP-062 is unusually heavy at approximately 24 kilograms, whatever that means, and lacks manufacturing or branding labels of any kind. The words, quote, information is freedom, sick, S-I-C, in brackets, end quote, were found scratched into the casing near the back, apparently with a key or similar object. Inspection of its interior has revealed that SCP-062 is empty except for a blank circuit board in place of where the motherboard of a standard personal computer would be. SCP-062 will not function unless the case is completely sealed, and attempts to open the case while it is operating, calls it to shut down immediately. This sounds like an Apple product.
You open me. I'm done. I'm done.
Oh, you voided the warranty.
That's what it says before it shuts down. Bye-bye.
Despite this, SCP-062 operates as expected for a normal desktop computer, with the exception that its performance, operating system, contained data, and language appears to be different upon every activation.
What?
That's a little crazy. It's like you turn it on one day, it's English. You turn it on the next day, it's Mandarin.
And then you turn it on another day, it's Klaxon.
Maybe. I don't know what that is. What is it, Star Trek?
Alien language? I don't know. Maybe. Oh. What's the other one?
Klingon?
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one I was thinking of.
Sure. SCP-062 was discovered in the basement of the University of Redacted Computer Science Lab by Redacted.
Naturally.
Yeah. An embedded Foundation agent seized the object and brought it to site Redacted, where it has since been contained.
And that's okay. Where they've contained it. Oh, we didn't say it. The object class is Euclid, so it's not dangerous. Or maybe it is.
They're not sure.
I mean, it seems like it's kind of dangerous. Everything changes. The performance, the operating system, contained data, and language appear to be different upon every activation. So one day you can play Dino Crisis on maximum settings. And another day you can just barely get solitaire to go.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Let's contain this sucker.
How do we do it?
SCP-062 is stored in a dedicated containment cell at site Redacted, naturally, under clean room conditions. Any experimentation on SCP-062 must receive prior permission from at least 2 level 3 personnel and must only be performed with independent power sources. Interesting. SCP-062 must never be attached to an external network, and all data extracted from SCP-062 is to be stored on an external, non-volatile media until analyzed. So whatever you get off of it, don't plug it in anything else.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Yeah, however you get it off of there.
That happened to us at work. Somebody had some, I don't want to disclose information, but somebody had some illegally downloaded movies.
Oh.
Plugged it in the computer at work, boom, virus on our intranet.
Ooh, ain't that a bitch.
Yeah, so they lost their minds.
Was said employee terminated?
I don't know.
Demoted, at the very least? They don't demote at the foundation here, SCP Foundation. No. Infraction, you get incinerated.
That's right.
Done.
Done foe.
They send a Terminator down the hall to get you.
Anyway, let's check out these addendums for this thing.
All right. You want to take, I don't know, 2 or 3, then I'll grab 2 or 3?
Yeah.
All right.
Addendum 062-001. List of notable activation results. Date, redacted. Description. SCP-062 appeared to be running Windows XP in Catalan. Analysis of contained data showed financial records for the redacted banking firm in France for the period of May 1963 to April 1987. What? These records were inconsistent with actual bank records procured by undercover Foundation agents.
That almost sounds like it's grabbing stuff from another one, a potential parallel.
Ooh. Yeah, maybe.
If it's a quantum computer, we'll just snag it from when and wherever.
Very possible. Could be the future, so they know they're about to hit a crisis.
Ooh, yeah.
Or, I guess, it just said that it's not consistent, so it could be good. Could be a lot of money.
Right, right.
All right, so let's move on to the next one. We got date redacted again. Description. SCP-062 appeared to be running Debian Linux in Latin. Is that right, Debian?
Sure.
Oh. Debian Linux in Latin. Contained data consisted of a library of audio recordings of over redacted 1,000. The number is 1,000 something. Choral songs and hymns, of which redacted are not found in any known collection or have never been performed.
See, dude, it's grabbing stuff from a different universe.
For sure, dude. this is that maybe that's why it's like quantum computer. They're not, you know, they're not quite sure if it's quantum, but it seems kind of quantum.
And it's quick. Sometimes?
I don't know. Oh, yeah, sometimes. The performance is just depends on when you turn it on. It's like a slot machine. Depends on when you get there, if you're going to hit that jackpot or not.
Maybe those lucky sevens aren't so lucky.
Ooh.
Hey.
Yeah. Which one did we say that in?
Because
people might not get this reference now. Oh, they're not going to get it, period, because we're saying this before the episode comes out on Monday anyway. Yeah, well, listen Monday, you'll find out. Maybe, if it was in that one.
This is a future joke that you need to hear in the past.
Let's hear this next one here. We got a date redacted again. Description: SCP-062 appeared to be running a version of Solaris in Portuguese.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Contained data consisted of promotional and marketing material for Redacted, which appears to be a commercial space flight corporation that does not exist. 100%.
It's picking it up from somewhere else.
I guarantee it.
Let's keep going. So date redacted. All these are redacted. The description: SCP-062 appeared to be running an unknown operating system visually similar to OS2 with an unknown language, later identified to have strong similarities to that of the Voynich manuscript. Attempts at deciphering the contained data are ongoing.
Quantum, dude.
So they save this information somehow, so they turn it on, grab what they can, copy it somehow, and then they study it elsewhere?
Maybe they're just getting like little cheap flash drives.
Now they're quantum too. Hope it's not a quantum infection. That'd be bad.
You think they're going to have to make a quantum leap?
I wish somebody would. All right, here's the next one. Day redacted, of course. SCP-062 appeared to be running redacted in French. Why is that a secret? Contained data confirmed to be that of a standard Foundation workstation, though the site indicated by its location data, site redacted, does not exist. Investigation is ongoing. It doesn't exist yet, or it doesn't exist on this Earth.
Dude, only in this universe, man. Only in this dimension.
It's just like you said, it's just a slot machine. You turn it on, and it's just...
Yeah. You never know what you're gonna get.
Life is like a quantum computer. That almost sounded like Cleveland from Family Guy.
Yeah, it did.
All right, here's the next one. Day redacted. SCP-062 appeared to be running Apple OS X in what appears to be an Akkadian cuneiform script. Okay? Contained data appears to be composed mainly of religious texts and descriptions of ritual and ceremonial procedures. So, I guess that's possible on this Earth, but nothing else seems to be possible on this Earth.
Yeah. So that's the first one that makes sense.
That has some possibility here, I guess.
I mean, I guess it all has possibility here. Maybe it's just a stupid-ass computer. Like, he's bringing up location of SCP Foundations that doesn't exist. It's just like, I think it goes right here.
Oh, so it's trying. It's thinking. So this stuff doesn't exist because it doesn't exist.
It just... Maybe.
It's just pulling information. It's just a randomized collection of whatever. It's just spitting out randomized stuff.
Yeah, it's very possible. But I don't think so. I think this is real, and I think it's a quantum computer born from another realm.
You think this is a soft disclosure?
I believe it.
Here's the last addendum. Day redacted, as well as the first sentence, I guess? Description. Redacted. Investigation is ongoing as to how the virus managed to compromise 3 workstations and 1 file server before SCP-62 was forcibly shut down. All affected workstations have been isolated.
We really need that first sentence, man.
Yeah, like, what operating system? What language was this in? Did it somehow just spontaneously have wireless capabilities out of nowhere?
It starts talking about a virus. Investigation is ongoing as to how the virus managed to, like...
Immediately, go into that.
Yeah, give me that first sentence, bro.
What happened?
Jeez.
It compromised three workstations to its... In the beginning, it said, do not connect it to anything else. Is this the reason why? Or it affected them remotely?
Maybe they're having a LAN party.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
LAN parties are a good time.
Yep. Maybe they were. And then, you know, the new guy was like, well, I hooked this computer in. You know, I didn't bring my computer. I hooked this one in. And they were like, no!
And suddenly the performance was dirt. That they were playing a LAN party of, what's an old-ass game? Joust on the Atari. And he was still the slowest one who plugged in the quantum computer. A dick.
What a shitty computer. Like, quantum computer is supposed to be dope. And this thing, you don't know what you're going to get.
No. Whatever. I'm disgusted. Let's take a break. We are returned.
Here we are.
From the quantum realm.
The quantum realm is dope.
Was? Is?
Always.
Did you watch Ant-Man?
Oh, yeah.
And the second one? Did you watch Avengers Endgame and actually see the quantum realm?
I did, yeah. What was the second one? Ant-Man and the Wasp?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that one. I don't think I saw the first one.
And they were kicking it around the quantum realm?
I don't really remember much of it, dude. I kept falling asleep.
When they went down there to save her mom, they haven't really said too much about what the stuff was in the background. Like, she was down there, in her time, it was still years that she was in there, but in real time, it had been, like, a couple decades, I think? I think it's something like that. But there was stuff established down there. I don't think she established it. Maybe she saw it. But I know in the comic books, in the quantum realm, Hank Pym builds a laboratory in there so he could work on his stuff in secret. He didn't just shrink down a whole building of his lab. He went to the quantum realm to work on stuff there so that it was secret from everybody and everything.
Mm.
He built a whole lab and everything there.
Smart.
And then eventually they ended up finding a whole city.
That would be crazy.
This itty bitty invisible city.
Maybe that's what we are, dude. Maybe we're just a quantum version to a much larger something.
And that's why we can only see as small as the Planck, because that's the pixel.
Yeah. Whoa, dude. Whoa.
We're getting heavy. Let's get in this SCP. That's too heavy.
Let's do it.
I'm hoping. This one has some sort, you could relate it to the Dumbs, the deep underground military bases, and our next episode on Dulce. This, maybe? I haven't read this yet. Maybe it's something that happens in the background in these crazy places.
Okie doke.
Anyway, SCP-015 is Pipe Nightmare.
Oof.
The object class is Euclid, so, you know, that could mean anything.
Anything.
Here's a description. SCP-015 is a mass of pipes, vents, boilers, and other various plumbing apparatus completely filling a warehouse in Redacted, our favorite place.
Mm.
The pipes appear to grow when not under observation, attempting to connect to nearby structures via sewer systems and underground plumbing. SCP-015 contains at current estimate over 190 kilometers, 120 miles,
ooh.
Thank you, parentheses,
yeah,
for being there, of pipes, ranging in diameter from 2.5 centimeters to over 1 meter. And then we've lost the Imperial.
We lost it.
Unit. Some pipes appear new, while others are rusted and leaking. Pipes have been reported as being made of bone, wood, steel, pressed ash, human flesh, glass, and granite.
What?
Okay.
Okay.
Now it's just getting crazy.
Jeez.
So how does this pipe nightmare procure said material? Guess we'll find out eventually.
Maybe.
No pipes composed of lead, PVC plastic, copper, or any other traditional material for the production of pipes have been found. Okay.
This might even tie into the quantum computer, dude. Because it says the pipes appear to grow when not under observation. It's like the double slit experiment.
Ooh. So maybe when the computer is activated, these are suddenly activated?
Well,
are they that connected?
No. I was just saying. Like the double slit experiment, man. When they're under observation, they do a different thing than when they're not being looked at.
How does it know?
Dude, because it's a simulation, man.
It's a whole simulation.
It's all fake.
Everything.
This is all fake. This podcast isn't even real.
Do you think... We probably said this in the simulation theory, but maybe the user sets up these events. Okay, here is the spot where this event is going to take place. And for this event to take place, these are the requirements. You need to have three human beings, some wildlife, whether it's one or two, or maybe just, I don't know, one big one, an elk or whatever. This is the location of the event. These are the requirements. This is what's going to happen when all these elements come together. Boom. That's the point.
Maybe. I don't know, man. I really don't know. I think a lot about simulation theory or the simulation hypothesis. Is it a theory or just a hypothesis?
Hypothesis? I think it's what we call the episode.
Yeah, I think it is just a hypothesis right now.
Because it's harder to say. Simulation theory is easy to say, so that's why it's incorrect.
Can you imagine Mike Tyson? Simulation hypothesis?
Like, Mike, come on, man. Give me a towel.
Yeah. Oh, don't be silly. It's all a simulation.
It's not real spit. SCP-015 reacts to tools and aggression. Okay. What a combination.
Yeah.
Wait, are we calling these people who are aggressive tools?
Yeah, you tool.
Any personnel acting violently, carrying tools, or attempting to damage or repair SCP-015 in any way will trigger a reaction. Oh shit, here we go.
Yeah.
Okay, this can't be. This is where the human flesh and the bone comes in.
Ooh.
Any pipes near the subject will burst, spraying on the subject for several seconds before the flow suddenly stops. Pipes have been reported containing oil, mercury, rats. just a hose of rats. species of insect not yet identified. Mm. Boy, that would suck too.
Okay.
Ground glass.
Ooh.
Don't get that in your eye. Or your lungs. That'd be a bad time in your lungs too.
Yeah.
Seawater. Eh. Entrails. Awful.
Whoa.
And molten iron.
What?
Iron? Molten iron. I was too excited.
Molten iron.
Iron Man. Pipes will continue to burst around the subject until death or retreat.
Whoa, that escalated quickly.
Here we go. Hit me with the seawater. I apologize for any misunderstanding. Hit me with the seawater. I'll get out of here.
Yeah. Please, not the molten iron.
I'm a child. Leave me alone. SCP-015 was cut back to its current structure after attaching to 11 other structures in the area. Currently, 11 personnel have been killed and 20 more are still missing. They're part of the pipes now.
They're the entrails.
Right. Where do you think they get them? From the quantum realm? Reports have been made of banging and screaming coming from within SCP-015.
Okay, well, that's where they are. Don't say 20 are missing. You know where they are. You just don't know which pipe.
Are they in the pipes, or are they like, it's such a cluster of pipes that they're behind the pipes?
Well, it says it's a mass of pipes, vents, boilers, and other various plumbing apparatus. So maybe they're in a boiler, and they're just getting turned into entrails, but it's just slow, and they're like, oh God, help me!
So that's how the new pipes are formed. They send all these new materials, quote-unquote materials, down the line, and then it just starts forming a new pipe, and it's just made out of bone and flesh.
Yeah, it's like when you make a sausage. You know,
yeah.
It just like slowly starts like filling up the tube and shit.
But there's a cavity in there, right? So we got a cavity, and it's a... Here we go.
Yeah, I don't know.
We're going down a morbid path here.
But luckily, there is a way to contain it.
Let's hear that.
SCP-015 is impossible to move, obviously, and is contained on site. A gap of at least 2 meters, which is 6 feet, needs to be maintained around the entire structure containing SCP-015 at all times, and no structures of any kind are to make contact with SCP-015's current containment structure. Mm. Exploration is permissible, but only in teams of three, with full safety lines and GPS tracking. Any protrusions from SCP-015 must be capped and sealed immediately with the new site recorded and logged.
Shoo. Exploration is permissible. I'd be like, nope.
Yeah. Also, I thought it was being contained. It doesn't seem like they're doing much containing. They're just like, oh, stay away.
Yeah, 6 feet back.
I mean, they have a containment structure, but...
So there's a door, potentially, that's 6 feet from any point of this? And what's... Is it that massive at this point? Oh, okay. At current estimate, over 190 kilometers, 120 miles of pipes.
Oh.
Is it... Well, is that... How far is it up? How far is it over?
Yeah. 120 miles of pipes. I mean...
You got a lot of intestine in your body, too.
Yeah, I mean, what do they say our veins would be? How long?
That's freaking long.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, like a crazy amount. So all these pipes are just wrapping around each other, but still, would the GPS tracking really help in the end?
I don't know. I mean, I know if I GPS on my phone... It doesn't tell me the exact... It'll tell me a rough estimate of where, like, shit is.
Yeah.
But if I'm, like, find my iPhone, it's like, okay, it's on this street, like, roughly around here. So, you got a GPS tracker on somebody, it's like, boom, there's here in the pipes. Like, yeah, but where?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like, well, I knew the general area. I saw him, you know, I saw him go in there, and now he's no more. So I...
Harold! Harold, are you back here, Harold? Boom, boom, boom.
What's that, him banging on the boiler? Oh, get me out of here! Oh my God!
It's getting hot!
No aggressive action is to be made within SCP-015. No hand or power tools are allowed anywhere inside SCP-015. No repairs or maintenance are to be made anywhere on SCP-015.
And that's how we contain it.
Yeah, it's like the one we did, the black hole one. What is it, the mini event horizon? Like they...
Yeah.
Right, it's just they got a fence around it. But it's gonna... Right. It's just gonna grow, and then you're gonna have to make your fence a little bigger. You're not containing it, you're keeping people out. You're not containing it.
No. You're just keeping people away from it for now.
Yeah.
What happens if we get Pipe Nightmare... And Mini Event Horizon. oh my god. The pipe nightmare goes through the event horizon, and they're both fighting each other, so the pipe's getting more aggressive, and the hole's getting bigger.
It's like the kaijus fighting each other in Pacific Rim.
Boy, that was a weird movie.
I like that movie, actually.
I don't remember if I watched the second one. I don't think I watched the second one.
I don't think I saw the second one either.
It did come out, didn't it? Because, what's his name from Star Wars? John Boyega?
I don't know.
John Boylemiego. Agomago?
What?
Boyega. Boyego.
Look, now you know don't mix the peach Jim Beam and the coconut rum anymore. Because then you can't talk.
I can't even speak it in language. That's it.
That's all I got.
We've done it.
Yep. Check us out on everywhere.
On all the things.
Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. It's basically all Bring On The Weird.
Yeah.
If you type that into the search, you'll find us.
How do you search?
How do I search?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
You don't just Google things.
Oh, no. No, 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 no. I DuckDuckGo it, dude.
Yeah.
I don't.
There you go.
Mm-mm.
You don't want those. What about Bing? You want those Bing rewards?
No. Bing is Google. Who is Bing? Microsoft, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Uh-uh. I'm using a Microsoft computer right now, but.
Well, I mean, it's PC. Yes, there's Windows on it, but.
Yeah, I mean.
You'd use Linux, or you could use whatever that other one that we said.
Yeah, I don't know what that was.
But that's it, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever your favorite podcast grabber thing is, Stitcher, we're not on SoundCloud, but Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, whatever, whichever one you like, we're probably there.
I'm sure we are. iHeartRadio.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Are we on Pandora?
If we're not, it should be soon, because I signed up for that weeks ago.
That was like a month ago, wasn't it?
They said 4 to 6 weeks, and I don't know why.
Well, we'll be there soon.
Yep. All right. Until next time, stay weird, world.
And we'll see you next time.
Hey, guys, it's Terry.
And old Uncle Tom.
I'm not calling you that.
You'll get used to it.
Are you wanting something a little different in your podcast lineup?
Maybe you're looking for some funny anecdotes to share around the water cooler.
Then do we have a podcast for you?
Welcome to Drunk Medical Stories, where we offer hilarity in the form of outlandish medical tales.
With the aid of medicinal beverages of the boozy variety.
This podcast is rated explicit for language and adult content.
And we do also recommend a very strong stomach, as we will be discussing the occasional graphic medical condition.
Here you will learn why you never go from zero to mango.
And get ready to hear about crazy medical stories from notorious VAG, old-timey treatments, and the good old Rectum Ralph.
Check out our Facebook page, Drunk Medical Stories Podcast.
And we are on Twitter at DMS Pod.
We are available on all the podcast apps you can find.
Check us out.